Well, good morning. It is 6:23 a.m. on Thursday, February 9th, 2023. 39 degrees, which is almost 4 degrees Celsius. 74% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street. In the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. The Pearl Cast. Got there, sitting there marinating, and there was a squirrel had something to say. He was just, I think it was a squirrel. I didn't see it, I heard it. But he was just not happy. He was just, that, you know, that chirping sound that squirrels make? It was like, and you'd think that was like fall into the background of your awareness, but for some reason my brain just kind of twigged on it. It's like, oh my God, shut up. But, you know, animals in general don't just do stuff for no reason. So he's probably in some kind of distress, some kind of fear or something. He's not happy. Dude was having a rough morning. Morning. So I was walking down the street yesterday, dressed as I do, with the coat, scarf, hat. That's my winter garb. And a couple guys were coming up the street towards me. And one of the dudes, as I'm passing by, says to me, "Dude, you are looking." And just at that moment, I slipped on this patch of slick wood. It was that boardwalk area around Jamison Square, where they use wood, which is very attractive until it gets wet. Then it becomes very slippery. And I almost went ass over teacups on the ground. Caught myself. Dude says, "Well, I was going to say, you're looking really sharp, but now," it's like, yeah, I know. Kind of wrecks the visual aesthetic to see a guy do one of those cartoon slip and slides. But I appreciated the initial thought and then the reality check thereafter. I'm getting excited for the theater on Friday tomorrow. In fact, I'm passing the theater now, the Armory. Compared to the other buildings around it, it's not that big. It's actually one of the smaller buildings on the block. But, so I don't know what kind of space to expect in there. All kinds of intriguements and anticipations, you know? And then, on Friday, I'll go and all of those speculations and curiosities will be solved. Answered. I like that. I guess it's kind of like gamification of experience. You know, it's like, guys. the Corvid Congress is in session. But it's like going places you've never been before, scheduling events you've never attended before. Well, it's kind of like a game, right? It's kind of like a scavenger hunt or a game of hide and seek that you play with yourself, with the world. Towels. Speaking of. I guess it's never really a conscious game you play with the world. It's just pursuing the things that are interesting to you. You're curious about this, so you go there. You like this, so you go there. Do that. But I don't know, I guess I'm always kind of mindful of, the arena in which these things take place. I know, I overthink stuff way too much. But there's also this sense of play, right? This sense of story, I guess. This sort of objective observer who's always with you, watching and unfortunately commenting from time to time regarding your choices and the things that you're doing and so on. I don't know. For me, it adds a layer of context. There we go. Context for things that are going on. And it requires quiet moments like, a morning walk to actually invite scrutiny of this particular aspect of things. But I really do feel like the world is a character. And that's kind of the anthropomorphic instinct, the impulse of the human species to personify things. Back in the day, instead of science, we had mythology. We talked about that a few weeks back. And those phenomena that we were trying to explain, we gave names to and personalities to. We gave them gods and spirits and so on. Monsters. I guess that's kind of how we, because that's the way we deal with each other, because we're such social creatures, that that attachment vector. Oh yes, layering in things from previous walks. Oh my God. That nature of how we survive, how we interact in the world. That becomes a template for everything that we do. And at least for me, when I look at something and try and assess or analyze, it tends to be from a personal standpoint, which is not always accurate or appropriate. I rotate my dishes so that they don't feel neglected, okay? It's like, oh, that poor bowl hasn't been used all that often. I want to affirm his value by using him for cereal this morning. So yeah, the world is a character. The world, the universe, your apartment, your car. God, yes, your car. How many of you name your cars? I have always named my car since my first car. Well, no, yeah, my first car. Wingslayer. This big old boat of tank of a Buick. And I was in Wyoming, and at one point came back from a road trip, and he'd taken out a bird and a bunch of butterflies and moths, and it was just, the grill was just this mess. It's like, my God, you've been killing flying things the whole trip, so you're Wingslayer. And I had Goblin, and then Copernicus. Is there anything between Goblin and Patern? No, I don't think so. So yeah. That's just a thing. It's just a thing. But it allows you to, I don't know, engage on a more personal level. The world stops being quite so mechanical. You know, even if it's not accurate, even if it's not even useful in terms of actual revelation and completion of tasks and so on, there's a comfort factor for me. And that counts. I don't know. Moving through a living world rather than a mechanical one is my preference. Ultimately, I don't think it makes a difference one way or another. But it makes me feel good. So there. Whew. Actually seeing some lightning in the sky. God, if there weren't any clouds, it would actually be almost light. The days are getting longer. Huzzah! That's a lovely thing. And I'm back in Jameson Square, so we're wrapping up this bit of blather. God, I don't even know. Well, anyway, it's Thursday. It's Friday Eve. The weekend beckons in the distance. We start leaning towards that relaxation or that delight, striving for opportunities to indulge in our own personal things rather than working for the man or whatever other obligations we may have. So I hope you have a lovely Thursday. I hope the character of the world is playful and frolicsome with you, and that it brings you many reasons to smile. But however it goes down, whatever frolics and shenanigans come about, heed the words of the mighty Zigzag, who speaks unto us and says, despite everything, create. Add to the world. Yeah. And love fearlessly. And play with the world. Have the world be your playmate. No, I'm not going to add a third thing to the wrap up here. So, just saying. But it is nice to have a playmate to come into each morning when you wake up. Yeah. Now, I will do as much the same as I possibly can today. And I promise you, I will talk to you soon.